This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The South Dakota Senate will come to order. The South Dakota Senate will come to order. We'll just stare at both of them. Thank you very much, and happy Friday. We have welcome back Reverend Paul Bly of the Resurrection Lutheran Church to pray for, with, and over us. And we also have Dara Ness from Kennebec, who is our page of the day, leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Me first?
Yep. We need God before flag.
Okay. Let us pray. Almighty God, King of the universe, we come before you with thankful hearts for all your goodness, loving kindness, and generosity. We are humbled by the honor you have bestowed on us for caring for your beautiful creation, including all the people of South Dakota. Help us, we pray, to do so with wisdom and careful discernment. Bless these leaders of our state that they may know your will and have the courage to do it. Lord, as these legislators gather here to do their work, they leave precious families and communities back home. We lift them up for their well-being, comfort, and peace. Gracious God, we pray also for all who work so diligently behind the scenes for our common welfare. Help keep them in your tender care and give them a sense of true teamwork and fulfillment in their work. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Senator Boland, Kamak, Cronin, Curd, Ewing, Frerichs, Greenfield, Haverly, Heiner, Jensen, Kennedy, Killer, Klum, Kolbeck, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nelson, Nessaba, Netherton, Norstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peters, Rush, Russell, Soholt, Solano, Stalzer, Sutton, Tapio, Tiedemann, White, Wick, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 15th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Senator Greenfield, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're running through just some quick things, housekeeping, and then we'll do some introductions here. So please be patient with us as we move through just a couple of items. Next item is reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Transportation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 97 and recommends due pass to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Otten, Chair. The Joint Committee on Appropriations has had under consideration Senate Bill 19 and recommends due pass as amended. Senator Tiedemann, Co-Chair. The Committee on Taxation has had under consideration Senate Bill 36 and recommends due pass as amended. Senator Monroe, Chair. Committee on State Affairs reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 74, due pass. Senate Bill 106, due pass to be placed on consent. And Senate Bill 77 recommends due pass as amended. Senator Ewing, Chair. Committee on Health and Human Services has had under consideration House Bill 1040, recommends due pass as amended, and recommends deferring Senate Bill 5 to the 41st legislative day. Senator Soholt, Chair. Committee on Local Government has had under consideration Senate Bill 78, recommending due pass. Senate Bill 98 recommends due pass to be placed on consent, and Senate Bill 116 recommends due pass as amended to be placed on consent, and also recommending that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation and reappointment of James C. Roby of Watertown to the South Dakota Building Authority. Senator Youngberg, Vice Chair. And the Committee on Legislative Procedure reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 4, 30, 31, 57, and finds the same correctly enrolled. Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Thank you. Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit Med HCR 1005, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is requested. I have the honor to return Senate Bills 4, 30, 31, and 57, which have passed the House without change, and I have the honor to transmit House Bills 1029, 1030, and 1034, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is requested. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Well, welcome, everybody, to the South Dakota Senate. Also, we have individuals who are watching live stream on public broadcasting, and we'd like to welcome you and thank you for being part of this, and especially our partners at South Dakota Public Broadcasting for doing this so that people all over the world, and we do have people who are watching us from all over the place, and that's great. But I'd like to take the opportunity right now to introduce a few individuals who are actually here right now visiting on this beautiful day in your capital. I want to start first with the wheat growers. For would you stand as I talk a little about what an amazing organization you are? We thank you very much for feeding us today and the gift of the gloves. And we really appreciate more than that. I know the governor and I do, and the people who have been involved in rail and feeding the world, the efforts that you've undertaken, and all of your members. I think there's over 5,000 members that have worked hard through North Dakota and South Dakota, and your most recent large investment in the Kennebec Shuttle Facility and updating that location and other efforts that we're familiar with. I know that you also thank the legislature and the governor and our team for working with you, but you're the ones who feed the world and coordinate that as business owners of these operations, and really we're able to get access to a lot of rail because of your willingness to invest and the people that are doing that. So thank you very much, not only for teaching us, the new legislators, but again for not only feeding us today, but as you can see, I like to eat, especially things made out of wheat. So thank you very much. I'd like to also thank you on behalf of the employer support of the Garden Reserve for those that are wearing the Remember Everyone Deployed buttons. We are, since I told my son when he was 9 years old and the first invasions were necessary, that unfortunately we're going to be at war almost always. And I don't mean that in a dour sense. I mean that we've got people like we celebrated last night that are willing to defend our freedom. So thank you for that. In addition to that, today is another great red day, and that is American Cancer Society Day. And I see Dr. Milroy is up here as a leader. Dr. Milroy is a breast surgeon and medical liaison for the Cancer Society, has been a leader in that effort throughout the entire state. And she has treated many people with cancer and breast surgery and breast cancer work, and is a tremendous advocate, which is an understatement. Today, the governor, as you know, you're wearing sneakers. He announced today that today, February 3rd, is Suit and Sneakers Day in South Dakota by virtue of executive proclamation, which has been filed today. And so thank you very much to you and everybody. Doctor, would you please stand and accept our thanks on behalf of the entire American Cancer Society. And since I don't get back to my home very often, it's great to see people from home. And her husband, Dr. Dan Johnson, is an orthopedic surgeon who's here today taking care of us. He's been very busy volunteering his day. I got him up early from his oatmeal he was having downstairs to take care of an old football injury I had in my leg. It was actually, if Ryan's curious what happened back there, because he was a football player back there, it was an old football injury that I had at USD when I stumbled down the bleachers. So I wasn't drinking anything. It spilled. So thank you, doctor, for being here. And this time of year, it's always great with the wrestling tournaments to have young people here with their coaches that are getting ready for wrestling. And our Pine Ridge team knew it was Red Day, right? great colors. I love it. We have two teams here. We've got the Pine Ridge wrestling team and their coach, Michand, and their bus driver, Tony Goose, right? And let's give them a round of applause on behalf of Senator Killer. That's great. Later on in the rotunda, they're going to be doing demonstrations as they do takedowns and flips of Senator Killer. Second. His name is a little misleading. He can get you in a headlock, but... Also, on behalf of Senator Heinert, we have the Lower Brewer wrestlers and Zeke Prado and Josh Valandra, their coaches. Thank you very much for being here, Lower Brewer, and good luck to you. Stand up, please. Personal privileges. Senator Ewing.
I'm ready today.
You sure look it.
She showed up. I would like to take this opportunity to introduce my wife, Sherry, my lovely wife, Sherry, from, it's been 40 years. She's put up with me and probably the one that is responsible for my good discipline.
Senator Curd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, at the request of the smarter two of this operation that exists in Sioux Falls, I was asked to not make any announcement, but I was compelled to discuss this individual after such heartwarming introductions yesterday about the level of support and encouragement that individuals get from their spouses in their political endeavors. And I thought that it would be inappropriate if I didn't mention that mine was exactly the opposite.
Whoa.
In fact, oh. when I told the brains of the outfit that I was considering returning into public service, she said, "You're an idiot."
Well, and she had said that before that, though. I know, Debbie.
You remain an idiot, maybe.
Remain.
And if the last several weeks have been any indication, 180,634 other people also appear to think that that's accurate. So. In any event, it was a long battle to get to the Senate. I proudly went out like we all did and circulated my petitions and came back smiling that they were signed, and then Debbie put them in the shredder, so I had to go out again and repeat the 50-plus signatures. And then when the yard signs and memorabilia showed up, she hid those in the storage shed behind the things we haven't gotten access to for 15 years. And as a further sign of support, she continues to file our joint tax return as Deborah Joan Doar instead of... So she's got one foot in, one foot out, just in case it doesn't work out. But
this is a laudatory speech.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, as you all know, without people making sure that the home fires stay burning and that the trains keep running on time, none of us could be here. And this service that we all engage in is way more than just the efforts of one person. It does indeed take an entire family with a tremendous amount of support, not only from our loved ones and those that are closest to us and know all of our faults, but still somehow decide it's a good idea to stick by our side. But in addition, our business partners and all the other individuals that make it possible for us to engage in this calling that some just simply don't understand. And Deb stuck around for the last 23 years, despite other people's a judgment that perhaps it wasn't the greatest idea, but I applaud her for doing so, and I'm glad that she's chosen to take that path. So Debbie Curd in the corner.
Thank you, Debbie. Uh-oh, Pages. No, young lady. She's just out of there. Let's grab her. No. No, no, no phones, no phones, no. Everyone in a yellow shirt, come on up front. Your pages. Stand up. Let's stand up. Let's get centered here. Come on. This is your time now after such a good... Why don't we move over just a little? Let's do your math. One, two. Just so everyone can see you. You've been pages here for a couple of weeks with all of us. There we go. That's great. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Please proceed.
Senator Russell moves that Senate page resolution number 2 be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Senator Russell.
We want to thank you for all the work that you've done the last couple of weeks for us, being in every committee that I was in, always on time, always working hard, being available to us and going beyond. The mail was on my desk every day, as everyone else's was, just like we ask. Every one of my binders was full with all the bills for the day. It hasn't always been that way in the past, so you did a very good job. We greatly appreciate it, and we look forward to all of your future endeavors, including one that may very well be going to the Naval Academy. So with that, we thank you.
No, not yet. Not yet. No, no. No applause! Yeah, you, Senator Heiner.
Well, mitakapi, Mr. President. Well, I rise to say some things that I've seen over the last 2 weeks with this group of pages. You know where our office is. And every day in morning and when we leave at night, the pages are sitting out front. And it just does my heart good to hear you all interact with each other and how you support each other and how you have become friends, even though you don't go to the same school. And I understand, I'm sure you will probably stay in touch through social media or texting or however you guys do it. You know, we had, I smoke signal my the good senator from Oglala, Lakota County. So, you know, and we can teach that as well. But no, you are the face of humanity. You sat and listened to some very good debate this week. And in watching you, you were paying attention and you were learning. And I hope that you take that back to your communities and to your friends and stay involved and keep reaching for that next rung. I know you'll do great. You did a great job for us. So Wopila Tonka.
Senator Colbeck, did you want to add to this?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate, and pages. You know, it's been a long week here, here in the Senate body, and this morning I had a little note on my desk, and it came from these people right here. And it just said that they loved the positive atmosphere and the smiles on everybody's faces and appreciated everything that we did here. And after this long week and the troubles and trials we all went through in getting something like that, these young people right here made it all worthwhile to me, and I want to thank them.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
No applause. Come on. Oh, wait. No. The one thing, though, before we take the vote, and then we're going to have massive applause, is Senator Russell neglected to indicate that his daughter is part of this group, too, and to have that encouraged and continue everyone else do this is, you've not heard me say, but I told you outside, and there are a number of us here that were pages or messengers and had that experience. So if people are watching, and a lot of them do, would you encourage others to do this? Because it's just, as the senator said, very important for you to perpetuate this. So further remarks, hearing none. The question is Senator Russell's motion that Senate page resolution 2 be adopted. Those in favor of adoption will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll. It's going to be close.
Senator Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Killer?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessaba?
It's absent.
Netherton?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Peters, excuse. Brush?
Aye.
Brussel?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tapio?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Pass.
Ow.
Okay. Mr. President, there are 33 yeas and 2 excused.
And a especially good one by Senator Tapio. Senator Russell's motion that Senate Page Resolution 2 be adopted, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Yeah, now! That's nice. So drop those and go and get me a pop now, okay? Congratulations.
There you go.
What a great group. Okay, we will proceed.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1002, a concurrent resolution urging an external audit of the Indian Health Service by an act of Congress. Senator Maher moves that the Senate do concur in HCR 1002, as found on page 95 of the House Journal.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Senator Maher, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. As we know, the IHS facilities in the state have failed to fulfill its treaty obligations to provide quality health care to our Native Americans in the Great Plains area. We are asking for a full and complete audit which identifies the shortfalls and the recommended necessary solutions as a first step towards addressing the critical and financial and quality problems at IHS facilities. In April of 2016, the Great Plains Tribal Chairmen's Associations passed a resolution calling upon Congress to demand an audit of IHS. IHS has never, to our knowledge, been systematically audited or analyzed since its inception. The HHS Deputy Secretary, Mary Wakefield, mentioned during the June 17, 2016 U.S. Senate Committee hearing on Indian Affairs hearing on IHS and Rapid City that she would welcome an audit of such facilities. And with that, Mr. President, I'd ask for your concurrence in HCR 1002.
Thank you, sir. Senator Heinert.
We'll talk up here, Mr. President. I, too, rise in support today. My good friends, you all know where I come from, and you know the kind of health care you've heard from me that the people I represent deal with. Now, usually our resolutions, they have got some meaning behind it. But I don't know if I've read a resolution that could potentially save as many lives as what this resolution could. The systemic underfunding of the IHS system has cost people lives. There is no doubt about it. I see it every day. So I urge your concurrence. We are all South Dakotans. We are all humans. And I hope that we can approach this matter together and find a solution to our health care needs that meets the treaty obligations by the federal government. So pilamia apolo, hetsetolo.
Pilamia, further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Maher's motion that HCR 1002 be concurred in. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Boland?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Killer?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesibaz? Netherton?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Peters? Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tapio?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Senator Maher's motion that the Senate do concur in the amendments to HCR 1002, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed and so concurred in.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1005, a concurrent resolution calling for a statewide recognition of the Army National Guard's 1st Battalion, 196th Regiment, Regional Training Institute for training hundreds of officer candidates from South Dakota and soldiers across the nation.
Referral to committee has been waived and it will be placed on our calendar for Monday. Our next order of business is consideration of committee reports.
Senator Kurd moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Ag and Natural Resources on Senate Bill 66 be adopted.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading of Senate bills. We do this in open session orally, just the titles and the numbers, so that back when we started as a state, we didn't have computers, so this is how we could keep track of the assignments of these bills. We have three. Our deadlines have fallen, so here we are with our three today. Please, first reading.
Senate Bill Number 175, an act to appropriate money for the ordinary expenses of the legislative, judicial, and executive departments of the state, the expenses of state institutions, interest on the public debt, and for common schools. Senate Bill 176, an act to accommodate legislation relating to the protection of the public safety. And Senate Bill 177, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the participation of homeschool students in certain interscholastic activities.
Senate Bill 177, Education, will hear. 175 is referred to Joint Appropriations, and 176 to State Affairs. Same drill for the first reading of House bills.
House Bill 1029, an act to update references to certain federal motor carrier regulations. 1030, an act to implement certain vehicle size and weight provisions required by federal law. And 1034, an act to establish certain fees for receiving electronic files of petitions, to receive certain provisions concerning filing petitions and other documents, and to revise certain provisions concerning elections and voting.
State Affairs is assigned House Bill 1034. Transportation will be hearing 1029 and 1030. Consideration of executive appointments. This is on the consent calendar. This consent calendar and then the other ones on bills are calendars by efficiency's sake, are not subject to debate, and they've been placed intentionally and unanimously on the calendar for non-debate, although it could be removed from the consideration, and then we would hear that on Monday. This has not been removed, so we'll go ahead and proceed with the consideration of executive appointments on the consent calendar.
Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Cheryl Bogue of Zeebach County, Faith, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Lottery Commission.
Any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is, do you advise and consent to the executive appointment of Cheryl Bogue of Faith to the South Dakota Lottery Commission? Those in favor of that appointment will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Senator Boland?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Kurd? Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Killer?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessebe, excuse. Netherton?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Peters, excuse. Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tapio?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of Cheryl Bogue of Faith to the South Dakota Lottery Commission? Having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and this appointment is confirmed. Thank you, and now we'll move to the regular consent calendar. We have had 10-12 removed for consideration on Monday. So other than 10-12, we'll proceed in order and in group. Second reading of consent calendar.
Senate Bill 125, an act to revise the list of organizations that may approve and accredit a non-public school. 88, an act to revise the definition of an electronic transmission facility. House Bill 1009, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to accept a donation of land from Pennington County for the use and benefit of the South Dakota Schools of Mines and Technology. House Bill 1039, an act to authorize certain rulemaking authority for the State Board of Finance. 1022, an act to revise and repeal certain provisions relating to education service agencies, and House Bill 1011, an act to repeal certain provisions related to certification of financial good standing of utilities.
Senate Bill 125 and 88 and House Bills 1009, 1039, 1022, and 1011 have received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Senators, any questions on any of these bills? Hearing none, the question before you, Senators, is final passage of Senate Bills 125 and 88 and House Bills 1009, 1039, 1022, and 1011. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Boland?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Killer?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobeck?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessebe? Netherton?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Otten? Partridge?
Aye.
Peters? Excuse. Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton? Tapio?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Thank you. Senate Bills 125 and 88 and House Bills 1009, 1039, 1022, 1011, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are all hereby declared passed. Questions on any of these titles? Okay, I approve them all. And we are now on to our debate calendar and second reading of Senate bills. Please proceed, ma'am.
Senate Bill 102, an act to require that the name and telephone number of an organization fighting to end sex trafficking be given in writing to any woman seeking an abortion.
Senate Bill 102, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? It looks like it has amended, but I think you're still lead, Senator Nelson. Is that correct on 102?
That's correct. Thanks, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was hogged or not. Senator Nelson, thank you very much, and appreciate your patience as I'm organizing this up here. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you for your patience, sir, and me getting organized. Thank you, folks. Honorable members of the Senate, I rise to you today in support of a bill that seeks to bring assistance to some of the most abused individuals in society. It is a great shame in our great nation of freedom and liberty that we have individuals that toil under the oppression of the sex trafficking industry. According to some of the statistics that I've been able to come up with, the official statistics are that this crime against humanity transcends ethnic lines. A lot of folks think that the poor victims that are in this industry are illegal immigrants. The majority of the victims in this atrocious, inhumane, ugly business are American citizens. What this bill does is it tries to reach out and extend a helping hand. It tells these victims that they're not alone. It gently lets them know that as victims of this crime, that law enforcement is standing by to give them assistance. And it reminds them and gently pleads with them to call 911. What it also does is, because of the oppressiveness of this crime, it also offers them the ability of numbers to call for organizations that specializes in rescuing these innocent people from this crime. So I would ask you today to realize that, as the testimony we heard in committee, the victims of this crime never envisioned themselves being placed in such a compromising and nightmarish situation. And I'd ask each and every one of you to realize that it very well could be one of your loved ones that gets thrust into this ugly, nightmarish environment. So please go ahead and support this, and let's do the right thing and put this information into the hands of these innocent victims, and let's try and help rescue them from this nightmare situation. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Soholt, good afternoon, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, fellow good senators, we just heard such compelling testimony in Health and Human Services Center. We had a very, very courageous woman come forward and talk about her experience of her boyfriend becoming her trafficker. And while this bill in and of itself and the ability to give information to someone in this setting, it isn't going to move the earth. This is just one other avenue where we can start to reach out to people that are truly in a power over situation. People often wonder, how come women can't get out? You know, why can't you just walk away from this? And I think in any kind of abuse, domestic violence, rape, unhealthy relationships, sex trafficking, it all involves someone capturing you completely in mind, body, and spirit, and really making this person believe you are absolutely nothing. You are nothing without me. And so sometimes on the outside looking in, you could think, well, look at this violence. You should just be able to leave that. Who would ever put themselves into that ongoing situation? And it is because of this stripped down spirit at every level. And so this bill won't change a lot of things. But what it can do, this woman who testified in committee, was very difficult for her to tell her story, as you can imagine. What she said was there were a couple of instances where had connected in with a health system of some sort, and had anyone even asked the question or provided the information, she would have known where to go. And what she did do is start taking pictures of the billboards that we now have in about sex trafficking in the state. You've seen them. And finally was able to find a time when she would be alone so that she could actually place that call. And that was the first lifeline for her to start moving out of that situation. So in and of itself, are we going to do amazing things today by passing this Senate bill? No, not really. But for someone that we can reach out to in one or two times that are in a very vulnerable, painful, ongoing situation, it's the right thing to do. I would ask you to vote yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Further remarks, Senator Netherton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Supporting this bill and voting yes on this today might be one of the simplest or easiest things we can do. But when you read the language of this bill, this could actually affect and change some woman's outcome. And we want to help the victims right here in our state, and this is a great step to do it.
Thank you, ma'am. Further remarks? Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Question to the sponsor.
State your question, sir.
Senator, why is it just an abortion facility that the notice is? What about other organizations that provide women's health, like at a hospital, or if someone comes in that situation?
Senator Nelson, do you care to answer the question, sir?
Always, sir, with my good friend. My understanding, sir, is this information can also be made elsewhere, and I personally would like to see it placed all across the state of South Dakota on every billboard, any place we can reach these folks. Unfortunately, we've received national attention here in South Dakota for having a high propensity of having victims of the sex trafficking industry here in South Dakota, especially during certain tourist events. So I am heartily and 100% on with you about having this information available for any place there is. One of the reasons why this is specifically addressed here is some of this information is already provided by the Department of Health in these circumstances. And this was a convenient and opportune place that we could get it to them immediately, because in these circumstances, oftentimes these victims are coerced to be in that location to begin with. So I heartily agree with you, and any way we can facilitate getting that out there further, I would definitely encourage anyone to provide that information. Thank you, sir.
Senator Sutton, you have the floor. Very good. Further remarks? Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. We did indeed hear very compelling testimony the other day from this witness, and she told of the very first time her fiancé took her to a hotel, told her to get out, told her what room to go to, and then began sex trafficking her. She told of countless beatings, being confined to a house for a couple years in rural South Dakota. And you'd think it can't happen here, but it is happening here. But I just would encourage your support of this bill, and would like to thank Representative Lindy Santo for wrapping her arms of love around that woman and befriending her and coming to her aid. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Nelson, any close?
Thank you, sir. Folks, we've heard compelling information from our fellow members of the Senate. This is a nightmare, folks, that in my experience I've seen affect, as we've heard, young women, middle-aged women, but also realize it also affects young men, middle-aged men, that are also a minority of victims, but they're still there. Folks, this is a good bill. This is a good and proper public service that we're providing to these victims, and I would beseech you to support this and send it over to the House with a strong vote from the South Dakota Senate. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 102. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Boland?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen? Kennedy?
Aye.
Killer?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Netherton?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell? Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tapio?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 102, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Title questions? I approve the title.
Senate Bill 103, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the process for truancy citations and formal petitions.
Senate Bill 103, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Good afternoon, Senator Rush.
Thank you, Mr. President, and members of the Senate. We were all involved in the passage of Senate Bill 73, which affected the juvenile justice system and the procedures that were followed in that. Most of you have heard varying levels of complaints about the exact processes, and I know there's a number of bills before the legislature this year to try and fix or correct some of those problems. The bill that I'm involved in here was prepared at the request of some of the school systems who were unsatisfied with the juvenile citation process, and particularly as it applied to truancy. We drafted a bill here, went to the Unified Judicial System with it. They were pleased with it. We went to the Oversight Task Force, and they agreed with what we were doing and also received some help with the governor in drafting this bill. This bill does a number of different things. It emphasizes that diversion is the first choice for juveniles that are in trouble with the juvenile justice system, but it also gives the state's attorneys more discretion to go directly to a petition process if they have good reason to think that the diversions will not be effective. It also allows the schools, particularly in the truancy cases, to go directly to the state's attorney's office rather than going from the school to law enforcement to the state's attorney's office, which delays the entire process as far as getting some things done. So, you know, everybody that I've worked with in this has felt that, you know, this may not be the final step. There may be other steps that we ultimately need to take on this, but we believe that this are at least some of the steps towards fixing some of the problems, and I would ask you to concur in this.
Thank you. Further remarks? Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I want to thank the good senator from Clay Turner Counties for bringing this. I serve on the Oversight Council, and as was indicated previously, you know, when Senate Bill 73 was implemented, there was significant changes, massive changes that we were doing to our juvenile justice system, and part of that responsibility of the Oversight Council is then to be able to receive feedback and monitor the implementation of that statute, and so that's exactly what this does in taking feedback from our schools, from our prosecutors, from the judges, from law enforcement. So this bill and a couple of others that were brought before this body previously, and I think this is exactly how things should be done, with being able to get feedback, have a diverse group of folks that are looking at that, and being willing to make adjustments from things that we've done in the past to ensure that what we're doing for our youth, what we're doing for our families, and what we're doing for our residents of South Dakota are in their greatest interest. And so thank you again for bringing this bill, and I would ask for your support. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator, so much. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 103. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinert? Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Killer?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Netherton?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tapio?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
White? White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 103, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Title questions? I approve the title.
Senator Curd moves that House Bills 1021, 1046, and 1051 be deferred until Monday, February 6th, the 17th legislative day.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I have just a few bills to sign, so you can be on your way after announcements. Any announcements? Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. State Affairs, 10 a.m. Monday morning. We've got about 4 bills to deal with.
Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joint Appropriations. We'll be back at work early on Monday, and we're going to hear a presentation from Social Services.
Thank you. Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be no Health and Human Services on Monday.
All right. Senator Youngberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Local government, 9 a.m. Monday morning.
Senator Monroe. Senator Otten.
Senate Transportation, 8 o'clock.
Senator Monroe, welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Taxation, 10 o'clock Monday.
10 a.m. Monday.
Morning.
Any other announcements? Okay. President signing an act require the Board of Pharmacy to report the legislature regarding monitoring use of opioids in the state. That's Senate Bill 4. President signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding high school equivalency testing. Senate Bill 30. Signing an act to revise certain administrative and advisory functions of the State Library and the State Library Board, Senate Bill 31. President signing an act to authorize the operation of a nursing home facility in Eagle Butte, South Dakota, and declare an emergency, Senate Bill 57.
Senator Stalzer moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Be safe.